Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah, the 55th chapter. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the very thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The rain and snow come down from heaven, and it waters the earth to make it bring forth and sprout. The soil is made fertile for planting. The seed is provided to be sown. And with it comes a bounty, enough bread for all to eat. And there will be joy, and there will be peace. Even the mountains will sing out loud. Trees will rejoice, a veritable paradise without thorn or thistle, like a beautiful garden that makes a name for the Lord as an everlasting sign. But wait, what? We are talking about the human heart here, right? It would seem as though the Lord is not keeping a tab on our news lately, filled with so much violence. The soul of the heart of man there seems as hard as stone. Or is God checking our comments on social media, which makes the heart of man look as cold as ice? Does God turn a blind eye to office politics and the scratching and clawing to the top and lordship over others, which makes the heart of man look like anything but fertile soil? Far from being a lush garden, no, the heart of man looks much more like a sun-scorched wilderness, filled with wild weeds, thorns, and bristles. Just check down there in the dark, hardened crevices of your own hearts, or just below the surface, where it is filled with all variety of fear and worry and unbelief that choke off deep roots. So we wonder, will the seed of God's word take root in the heart of man? Or will it be left barren of joy and true peace, leaving the name of the Lord cut off like a barren wasteland? And it is heartbreaking, really, when we work so hard to cultivate the soil and plant the seed of the gospel, and especially when it is friends or family or someone that we have really invested ourselves in, and then we see the birds come and they devour the seed that we planted. Or the thorns come, and it chokes out what had started to take blossom. Or what we thought was good soil was really rock hard, and what we planted just seems to wither away in the sun. It is truly disheartening to see our toil just seem to be in vain. And it is especially hard when it is those closest to us whose heart just seems to turn to stone. Where is the sign, Lord? Where is the sign that your name will not be cut off forever? Brothers and sisters, I am here to tell you, there is an everlasting sign that the name of the Lord shall not be cut off. This sign took place on a day that the hardest of hard soils was plowed, and the seed of God's word was planted and took root. It was, of course, on Good Friday. On a barren hill as hard as stone, thorns and bristles made way for a tree to be planted. When blood and water showered the earth and it split wide open. When even the mountains and hills sang in terror, the trees of the field clapped their trembling hands at the sight of it. But the very word of God that comes from His mouth, that word made flesh, was planted like a seed into the ground. And it would not return void, but it would accomplish that for which God purposed. It would succeed in the very thing for which God had sent it. The forgiveness of sins for all of mankind, and for salvation by grace through the gift of faith. And on the third day, there in a lush garden, even a stone tomb would bring forth and sprout. And this would be an everlasting sign that the name of the Lord would not be cut off from His people, but that it would be sealed upon them forever. Yes, the rain still comes down from heaven and into the baptismal font. And this grace waters and showers the earth. The plow of God's mercy, shown in love to the neighbor, works the soil. And the seed of the gospel is sown by the sower to bring forth the grain that yields the very bread of life, that feeds the eater with forgiveness and salvation at the Lord's table. With reckless abandon, Christ sows the seed of love, and so will we. And so we will keep sowing the seed. We will keep cultivating the soil in the toughest of terrains to the very ends of the earth. And the Lord of the harvest will bring forth the yield. And all of heaven and all of earth will rejoice over every single sprout, be it just that one sinner who repents and is saved, even in these cold, dark winter days ahead. So we will keep praying and praying and praying that the seed finally takes root, and trust in the Creator who waters and nourishes and causes the growth, even when it seems to be times of famine. Now, there can be no doubt that there are dark days ahead as we come to the end of days, and even as we approach our own last hour. To be sure, there seems to be no ground as hard as the one in which we bury our blessed dead. But as the rain and snow come down from heaven and it waters our graves, remember this. The day is coming soon. The day is coming soon, a day when the very mountains and hills will sing for joy. The trees will clap in jubilation the day of the resurrection when Christ returns again. And like kernels that are planted, the bodies of the saints will be made to spring forth and sprout again. So fear not, fear not, for you shall go out of the tomb in joy and be led forth into the resurrection in peace, and no harm shall come upon you ever again. No thorns, no bristles, just a tree of life standing there in a beautiful garden that will make a name for the Lord. And brothers and sisters, it will be an everlasting sign for all of eternity that shall never be cut off. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Kenneth Baumberger, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.